This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep, in for Bob Edwards. The field of candidates is shifting in one of the most bizarre state elections in memory. In the last day, more Democrats have joined the run to replace California Governor Gray Davis in a recall election scheduled for this fall. Another prominent Republican could join Arnold Schwarzenegger on the ballot, and the man who started this whole movement withdrew his name. NPR's Ina Jaffe is following events in Los Angeles and joins us now. Ina, Democrats first here. Who is getting into the race and why?
Well, what's happening is that two so far have announced they will run as replacement candidates on the recall ballot. One is Insurance Commissioner John Garamendi, and the other is Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, who's been telling people he's still against the recall, he still thinks it's a terrible idea, and they should vote no on the recall, but they should then vote for him when they go to choose a candidate, just in case, so that there will still be a Democrat in the running. Davis has been putting the best face he can on this news. He had wanted all the Democrats to stay off the ballot, figuring that was his best chance. But by the end of the day yesterday, he was saying, well, Democrats are all still in agreement. They all still think the recall is a bad idea, and who knows, maybe their strategy is better than mine, and maybe having more Democrats there will bring more people out to vote on Election Day. On the Republican side, there also may be a new candidate. It now appears that former baseball commissioner Peter Ueberroth may be running.
And there's also a Republican candidate who withdrew his name. Tell us about Daryl Issa.
Daryl Issa was the one who made this recall possible, which is why this was such a stunning development. He's pumped nearly $2 million of his own money into this cause. He was even on the radio with campaign commercials saying he was the first one to step up and take on Gray Davis. So he came outside of the county registrar's office in San Diego. There were a number of his supporters there, and they were waiting for a campaign speech. And instead, what he told them was that he was quitting.
I know that comes as a surprise to many, but this was never about higher office. It was about higher obligation. And I appreciate the leadership that I have seen join the fight.
Ina, let's listen to some more of Daryl Issa from that same news conference.
I was elected to work on issues of national importance. And it's my desire, God Almighty, it's my...
Daryl Issa couldn't finish his thought there. What caused such an emotional change of direction?
Well, I can't speak for his emotions, but the polls can explain a lot about his change of direction. Despite all his effort, despite all his money, he was always shown lagging in the polls behind even Republican candidates who hadn't even decided whether or not they were running yet. And there was also this frenzy of interest in Arnold Schwarzenegger when he announced, and I think Daryl Issa just figured it was a lost cause.
And I gather that the California Supreme Court has also withdrawn from the election, so to speak.
That's one way of putting it. There were five legal challenges to the recall in the California Supreme Court, the most prominent one being from Gray Davis himself, challenging the recall on the grounds of voting rights, essentially, saying that using punch card ballots, reducing the number of polling places, which many counties plan to do, would disenfranchise his supporters. And the Supreme Court turned down that and turned down every other legal challenge that was brought. And so there really is no impediment, at least not on the state court level.
What about federal court?
Well, there are three voting rights suits in federal court. The most recent one was brought late yesterday by the ACLU. And again, it's over the issue of punch card ballots. California uses the same kind of punch card system that was used in the presidential election in Florida. And we all remember how that turned out. And the state agreed to eliminate the punch card system by March of 2004. Now, of course, no one thought we would be having an election before that, you know, this fall. So now the ACLU has gone back to court, and they're asking the court to stop the use of those kinds of ballots.
NPR's Ina Jaffe will continue covering this story. Ina, thanks very much.
You're welcome.